That is the sound of Mount Albert Grammar Band Parkdale, the winners of last year's Smoke-Free Rockwest. School bands from around the country are gearing up to do their thing this weekend in record numbers, with more than 3,000 participants entered. Nearly three quarters of New Zealand secondary schools will perform at 45 regional events, bidding to advance to national finals. On the line is General Manager of Rockwest Promotions Group, Matt Eland. Good morning, Matt.
Kia ora, Corin.
That is an
pleasure to be with you.
Good to talk to you too. That's an incredible number of bands. Why so popular?
It is ridiculous in the most positive way. In fact, that's a small portion of what we've got this year. We're over 900 bands for the year. And I just think that students, rangatahi, are wanting to be engaged in positive outcomes in their lives. And we hope that we're providing one of those platforms.
And obviously the standard just keeps getting better and better, certainly by the sound of what we just heard. How would you describe the style of music coming out of schools these days? What is the sort of dominant, is there a dominant genre, if you like?
Yeah, good question. Once upon a time, we would have said that every year there was a theme of music, what was popular on commercial radio. But this day and age with Spotify and access to other platforms like YouTube, it's changed. And now there's such diversity that you could not put your finger on one particular genre or style. So now we get everything. We get jazz, we get R&B, we get pop, we get rock and roll. So, it's a hard one to say, but the quality, as you mentioned, is just getting stronger and stronger by the day.
Does that make judging hard if you've got a jazz outfit up against a full psych rock band or something?
It does, but we try not to take, the genre into consideration. It's all about technical ability and, at the end of the day, how strong a song is. So they're judged on song.
What about the riz? What about the charisma, the X factor?
The riz, I love it. The X Factor, 100%, absolutely. That's a really big part of it, and it does show a lot of potential if you've got it.
Just finally, I suppose you've got to spare a thought for the roadies, if that's what you call them these days. I mean, who's going to set up all those guitars and tune and the drums, all those bands?
It's a good question. Ultimately, we have four teams that are operating throughout the country with over 60 crew members, so we do break it down to make it much more manageable. So those poor guys and gals that are on stage with us are actually working their butts off all day. Auckland, for example, will be a 14-hour day of bands, so they'll be pretty tired by the end of it.
Great stuff. Good luck. Thank you very much. Rockwest General Manager of Promotions Group, Matt Eland there. Great to hear that Rockwest is going from strength to strength still.